two friends, a couple of ladies, known each other for a very long time. Went to school together. Basically, got married around the same time, had children around the same time. And they were having a glass of wine at a upscale vineyard of some kind. And the one friend, we'll say her name is Constance, looks at her friend, who we'll name Mary. Mary looks at Constance and says, "You seem awfully unhappy." Constance says, "Tell you the truth, I am." Mary says, "Why?" She says, "You don't want to know." "Yeah, I do, because honestly, I haven't been that happy myself of late. Maybe we have something in common that we could share, learn." Constance says, "Well, it won't make any sense." And Mary said, "Well, tell you the truth, of late I've realized that not a lot of things do make sense." And Constance says, "Really, do you mean that?" "Yes, I do." Mary said, "Tell me as best you can." Constance says, "All I can do is think about myself. That's all I can do," she said. Mary looked at her and said, "You know, I never thought about it, but maybe that's what's wrong with my life too. Because even when I say I'm thinking about others, I know that I'm not. And I can't stop it," Mary said. Constance said, "I can't either. What will we do?" And Constance said, "I think we have to dig a little deeper into our lives. Because if we don't," she says, "look at the contradiction. The reason I think about myself is to make myself happy. The reason I think about myself is to protect myself. The reason I think about myself is to make sure that everything goes the way that I want it to go. And no matter how I get everything to go the way I want it to go, nothing's going right. What am I to do?" "You are wrestling with the wrong thing. There is a fight that you have already lost, and there is a fight that has already been won. You are fighting the fight that has already been lost, because you are wrestling with the things in this world and trying to rot from them what you believe will make you happy. And happiness is not something that is won from this world. It is won by seeing that this world is only a part of happiness, and the least part at that. You wrestle every day with what you think is your life, and it isn't your life you're wrestling with, and it isn't you in the wrestling match. Until you see that, and you see it with such clarity that you decide to step out of that ring called the merry-go-round of your mind and everything that it's trying to do to get life set so that you can be satisfied with yourself. Until you step out of that ring, I tell you, you are fighting the fight that has already been lost. It is in front of you every single day, only you can't see it, because from time to time, by a very cunning act of people and places around you, it will raise your arm as if you have won something. When you win something, you can't lose it. And whatever you lose proves you didn't win it. It means you momentarily were identified with something that you thought you took from a fight, but that actually was taken from you in that fight that you never saw.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.